So, like, I don't know if everybody knows here, but Andy and I found out recently we're having a baby. So that was really good news, obviously. And I was at work probably about a month ago now, and I had a pregnancy scare. So everything was absolutely fine. No, there was no reason for anything to happen, but suddenly I started bleeding. So obviously work were great, and they said, just go, it's fine, you know, don't worry about it. So straight away I started to panic, naturally, as you obviously would. But it wasn't that bad, so I thought, I'll just drive myself. There's no point me worrying anybody else to come and get me. I work in the centre of Liverpool, and all I'm scared because my hospital to have my baby. So obviously it was a 40-minute drive, rush hour traffic. I was sat in this car, and it gets worse and worse and worse, and I'm completely alone, and I'm panicking, and I'm ringing people on my hands-free and going, ooh, and crying to myself, and then just thinking, please, God, like, just praying, please, God, like, this isn't fair, because I'd got to 13 weeks, and I was saying, you know, this isn't fair. Like, don't let me lose my baby, basically, just crying hysterically. I was absolutely hysterical, and it was like there was this battle inside me, like, half of me was the enemy saying, nope, that's it, how can your baby possibly survive now, like, with all of this blood, basically, and the other half of me was God saying, like, just have faith in me, everything is going to be fine. And as soon as we got to the hospital, everybody there was lovely. I actually knew the nurse that was on the front desk, so that again gave me like some peace, because I knew her, and I could, and not well, but it was a face that I knew. And then as soon as they put the scanner on my stomach, little baby doing a little wiggle around, and it was just like, thank God. Thank God for that. And it was just basically, like, even in my own disbelief, God was there for me and kind of broke through my own fears, and kind of, like, it just made me think, like, what did I ever worry about? Like, you know, I should have just trusted all along that everything would be okay, but it's hard when you're really scared, isn't it? And just basically to say it's okay to doubt God. He doesn't mind. He forgives you, and, like, he just wants you to still turn to him, even in your fear and in your disbelief. So I just wanted to share that.